Blog Talk Radio.
HJS Music, once again. Kilroy. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. Been that way since 1998. Who's done more for my city? Pac, Big, Jay-Z, or was it me? Google my name, go over the stats. Reread the news and you get the facts. How did I end up making statements? Others weren't qualified to make them. Taking on 13 cops or city hall. I'm the real sheriff, I'm walking tall. In other words, I walk as I rap it. Ain't no trapping, ain't no swagging. I ain't LeBron, I ain't leave to come back. To raise awareness, I'm with that. When I die, my tombstone engraved. Here lies Sheriff, the statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. I don't make songs, I make statements. The statement maker. When I write songs, I write them as statements. Third eye opens on the words I say. Ain't out to write a party jingle. You can tell by my last few singles. Webcast Revolution was a statement. Disgusted was a personal statement. I came, I saw another statement. If it's no statement, I won't make it. Made statements to Palestinians. Told them stand strong, keep they fist up. 800 plus marched on the media. Don't report the truth, we'll be seeing you. I make statements when I drop facts. Anti-chandelier, anti-syntax. Can't stand ignorance, can't stand fakers. Sheriff Kilroy, the statement maker.
I don't make songs,
I make statements.
I don't make songs,
I make statements.
I don't make songs,
I make statements. The statement maker.
I don't make songs,
I make statements.
I don't make songs,
I make statements.
I don't make songs,
I make statements. The statement maker. Facing off.
And once again, welcome back to none other than Al Porter Madison Street, Chapter 9, Verse 10. That's Chapter 9, Verse 10. Already. And for those sending in music, please send it in MP3 format or commercials as well to emasxradio@gmail.com, emaxradio@gmail.com. You can feel free to Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and the acronym for Man in the Streets. You can Facebook Joseph Motley, JR period. Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I thank you all for listening live. And for those who are going to be brave, like the 216-400-216-703, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. You will be live and direct. I need to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call or blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. If you change your mind, hey, you can call back and press one. Now, I will give you a top 10 and music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday, because if I don't do it now, I won't get back to it. That's just the way it is. So number 10, it's a big downtown giveaway happening with free clothes and food. This coming Saturday, East 6th and Lakeside, about a free stamp. Number 9, you could Facebook, Lift Every Voice and Vote Lunch, and more on that in a little while. Number 8, Joe Biden is coming into town tomorrow. Tri-C, downtown, number 7. You could look at the Facebook of Rally in Cleveland with Bernie Sanders, because that's a larger venue, convention center. Everything, though, is by Eventbrite, just to let you know. Number 6, you could Facebook Funny First Fridays last Friday with Doc and Lenny's Restaurant. Number 5, Facebook THA Black Talk Table, East Cleveland Library last Saturday. Number 4, you could Facebook the Saturday Night Ticket Think Big Biggie and Bad Boy Tribute. That was at the Networks Restaurant and Lounge. Arrogant and the band did that. Number 3, you can Facebook Human Trafficking in Cleveland at the Dialogue Center. More on that in a little while. Number 2, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop number 214 and other events. More on that in a little while. Number 1, you could Facebook 2020 International Women's Day March, Cleveland City Hall, March 8th. More on that in just a little while. Now, this is what I'm going to do. Usually, I'd have a whole lot more to say. I see I have about 3 to 4 different phone callers. So I'm going to just take the time and start off and say that for Daphne Jones Lackey Sunrise, was August the 4th, 1957. Sunset, February 26, 2020. The scripture that they used was from 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, gave to me on that day. You know, Daphne Jones, my thing about her is she was, quote-unquote, the wife of Richard Lucky, Rich Lucky. And I have to give him credit because he still sang and did a lot of things musically. And Clyde took trips. But when everything happened and his wife was suffering through cancer, he stayed back and looked out for, took care of her. For those who remember Rich Lucky, yep, HCS Music Zone artist, R&B brother, got to give credit. You know, she was born August 4th, 1957. Graduated, definitely did that. Graduated from John Hayes High School. Definitely had married, had left children. So, again, just wanted to give a shout out to the homegoing services, and just to say that I appreciated her husband as well for setting that example and for the fact that she fought until the very end. Also, for those who are calling in, yes, we have a couple of tickets to give away too. The New Fame Tour 2020, which will happen this Friday, March 13th, 2020, at none other than the Hodge School at 1075 East 74th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. It will feature people like OG Shankster, music by Jack the Ripper, Semi, the Lucky Seven winner, Ms. Goods. The tickets are $25 a piece. It's $25 a piece, including the meal. New Fame is a top-notch group that is coming back through our area, our region. I have a pair of those tickets. If somebody wants to tell me something, sing the theme song, hit me up with something about the original Fame TV show, I might let go of those pair of tickets, but I'm going to 216-400 first, 216-400. How are you doing this fine evening?
Mr. Porter, I'm doing quite well, and I just want you to know that, and also the ones at the Hip Hop Workshop, I want to thank them for everything that they've done for me. And I really think I've been to many of the workshops, but for some reason this one seemed to have been more, whatever it was, I can say, enthusiastic crowd, and where everyone said that they had an enjoyable time. sure there'll be many more like that, because it did turn out beautifully. And I want to thank everyone that came, and especially Queen Ai. I talked with her a long time, and I think she was responsible for beginning to call me Mama Porter. We talked and laughed about that. So I'll just sit back and listen to the rest of them and let them call in. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate that. May you definitely enjoy the rest of the program. And my thing is, before I go to the 216703, oh, wow, a 601 area code with a 513. What if that's a bill collector? And a 216217. You never know how this program might work. So I'll start off by saying that we did have the 214th hip-hop workshop. You had people like Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven from 1008 Vision, Dante Williams, Keith Howard III, Suave Gotti, Aisha, QI, Shakespeare, Matt Appenier, Sophia, Lynn Richardson, Miss Commentary Cleveland, DJ Dollar Rock. Of course, if you have him, gotta have the young lady who's always with him, Twiggy, LaBelle Thomas, Liam Smith, MC Derek, Chris Kendrickson, Matthias Holden, Renee Jackson, like I said, Twiggy, Father's Lives Matter, they did Facebook Live. Queen Ai, she did Facebook Live as well. Brother Moment brought a guest. DJ Dollar Rock did do the Public Enemy tribute. You had flowers from Hayes Flowers going out to the Queens, 216-761-4895 or 216-334-9820 for Hayes Flowers. You had Rashida Weaver. You had The Ruler. BWE Entertainment, LLC, Marcia Geary, the General State Central Committee District 21 candidate. And, you know, like I said about Suave Gotti, you had the new fame tickets were given out to a lot of attendees. More on that in a little while. Ill Style Rockers from Akron, which featured Never Too Late, B-Boy and his daughter Sophie, and steel drummer Liam performed a 90-minute set where you had people like Sheriff Kilroy, MC Derek, Suave, Rashida, Kim Ra, Ronnie B, Belly Bell performing. You had a lot of people in the audience using the instruments. CMS performed Dog Nation. We performed as a unit. Miss Commentary Cleveland started the dance floor action. Free Eastside News. I also, before I do anything else, to go to all the phone, the people on the phone line, I want to do put out there that you do have, and it's on Facebook, album release party, exclamation point, album release party, Stan Edward Moore, which will be this coming Sunday at 9:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, midnight, 9:30 p.m. to midnight, Red Line Radio LLC at 4941 Pearl Road, Cleveland, Ohio, host of the dog. That will be the host is of the dog. And since I called their name out earlier, birthday celebration for Renee Jackson, 7 to 11:30 p.m. Divide Event Center, 1258 East 105 Superior, March 14th, 2020. Music by DJ Dollar Rock for none other than Twiggy Renee. I'm going to the phone line. Before I do, I want to say that I know the coronavirus is out there. I'm going to say something very ignorant. Oh, I apologize to all those people who use the King's English. I'm going to say something that is very ignorant. If I stay prayed up, I don't have time to worry about the rest of that type of thing. It goes back to what your mom and your grandma and your father and everybody else always taught you. Wash your damn hands. That's number one. And unfortunately, I can't run around putting on a little flimsy mask for the simple fact that I live in a neighborhood that's high crime. So if I run around with a little flimsy mask, grandma, granddad, or somebody else might pop me one. So I think it's better off to be sprayed up and wash your hands. I'm going to go to 216-703-216-703. I appreciate you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hello. How's it going, brother?
I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
All right. This is Michael D. Landenham, presidential candidate, still in the race. I know everybody else dropped off, but I'm still in the race because I believe in the people, we the people. We the
gotcha.
People. And as you do remember me and you endorse me, go.
Yes.
Yes, sir. For the ones who don't know, my name is Michael D. Landenham. I am a Democrat, or right now pretty much what it leans to, independent person running for the candidacy, president of these United States of America. Now, at the same time, Brother Al, we've been talking for months. You allowed me on your show. You blessed
yes.
me with the opportunity to tell my story, and I greatly appreciate that. I believe in what you're trying to do. I was out there with the Women's March. You remember?
Right. Yes, I do.
I was out there. I didn't try to go out there and say it's all about me. I was with the women, or what they believe. Correct?
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
And I was out there marching, and we was out there kicking and dancing and everything. No, now Bernie Sanders was supposed to come out there, but what he said about Elizabeth Warren, that controversy about
sure
that.
Did.
But all of a sudden she dropped out and he's still running. He's the second runner. No, let me tell you something. I am the overall runner between me and Trump. I'm the only one that's standing
mm-hmm.
to bring this president down because it's corruption and his deal diligence on protecting the American people from viruses. Especially coronavirus. I mean, let's go to coronavirus for a second. First of all, he after hearing it out weeks ago, he must have been had everything set up. But he thought it would be a great idea for us to get weak and get sick and whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he's rich.
Yes,
he's powerful. He don't think that germs won't go to hell. Let me tell you something. America, if you're listening, it doesn't matter about what your color is or your party. Germs don't give a damn. They will come after you. And Trump is realizing that now because somebody at the CPAC had the virus. And the vice president
right.
and the president was there. So let's break it down. The president did not care about America. America first, my butt. Right in the hand of a president proves from my background history of George Washington, Robert E. Lee, and Clement Val Landenham, who started the Copperhead Movement, which pretty much started from the Civil War. I'm sorry what my family did, but I'm here to fix it. For the past year, the President of the United States, right now, has been attempting to block my story of coming out about him coming after me and wanting me dead and gone because I'm running for president. Because I'm kin to these people that have historical ties to the American Revolution and the Civil War. I ask the American people, if you really want somebody a true outside, if you voted for Barack, then you voted for Trump. If you really want somebody truly outside, listen to my story. Hear me out. I'm on Facebook, Landing Down for President 2020, We the People. I'm on there. I ask for the opportunity to show what I have to give to the American people. Unity. With blood of what we all connected, of what we being born on this land. My family heritage of the American Revolution and the Civil War. I have all the proof. And people ask me even today, why haven't you given up? And I'm like, because I got too much on me to walk away because it's bigger than me. It's about each and every
That's
one
right.
of you. The American people, let me tell you something. Donald Trump declared war on the American press. Did he or did he not?
Yes, he did.
Did he declare war on the Justice Department with the FBI and all them, but saying what he's doing is going against the traditions of what the American president stands for?
True.
Thank you. And now I'm telling you, this dude came after me and wanted me dead and gone over there on 7th and Kinsman. Anybody that's been over there on 7th and Kinsman? On December 10th, 2018. Have you seen any military helicopters? I met somebody today who saw it and went live with me on my Facebook page and told the story. If anybody seen or anybody heard about any military helicopters out there, Black Hawk, three of them. The President of the United States right now, all in a nutshell, I'm not wasting my time because I got something else to do. I got to talk to these people who want to spend some money. The President of the United States used his military authority to come after an American citizen who's running for president in my city and used military assets, a military helicopter, where everybody saw. And it's sad. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. We're at a division right now that we need to come together, but this president is not showing the merits on how to bring people together. And I ask everybody, donate to our campaign. Forget going to these states and doing these other things. I have people told me today, live, saying, well, Michael, I haven't seen you in the debate. I haven't seen you in the snap. Well, for one, two things. Number one, I'm a true outsider. Number two, I've said the president wants me dead and gone, which I have to preach. At first, people thought me I was crazy. But after realizing the president is who he really is, now they're opening up to maybe it's a possibility. We are too late for a possibility. We need to either yes or no. Period. My website, LandonHamCase.com, that's landing, like landing the plane, then case.com. Soon as my website was released, my website was hacked. They told me they never seen a hacking like this. So I want to inform every one of you, have an open mind. Keep in prayer. This is bigger than all of us put together. I'm asking everybody to support. Mm-hmm. Because it's all hands on deck, and I need you, Brother Al. I showed you everything. You was right there holding the phone when I was out there speaking for the war against Iran.
Yes, I was.
I need you to speak that for me, brother, because I'm not no joke. And it's not just me. It's not for me. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you and others that are listening. That's looking for some kind of hope, inspiration, hoping that Trump won't get back in there, because if he does, America will be done. I'm risking my life. I'm risking my everything. And I'm stressed out. 3 hours of sleep, trying to get everything together. Finally, my website has been infiltrated by Trump and the government. And the FBI's investigating. I've been waiting a year. I'm sick of this. Don't tread on my freedoms of speaking my speech. Just like how the people down south care about their guns. I understand how they feel now. My voice is my weapon. I don't need a gun. That's why the president come after me. Because of my voice. Because of what I said. Because of what I'm connected to with everything else. I need y'all to hear me out. I'm from Cleveland. I represent Cleveland. And we're going to do the right thing. But we got to do it together as a family, an American family, no matter color or party. I need your support. So Landonham for president, We the People on Facebook. We do have a PayPal account, LandonHam2020. We do have a GoFundMe account, Landonham for president, We the People. Research me first. See if you get a feel for me, then donate. But read first. I might ask you to give money to me off of that. Read me. Research me. I beg you. I ask for you. I want the heat on me because it's representing you. The president has gone beyond the call of duty. He has broken his oath of office. He's already got the coronavirus scared everybody else. We got, 22 people died, over 200 some odd cases. And there's more because the test is not available. So anyway, thank you, Brother Al, for allowing me to speak. And I hope everybody, like I said, I sound kind of, I'm tired as hell. Only 3 hours of sleep. I've been trying to get this website together. And after what happened with the gentleman of the weekend, talking about I was hacked. It was only the government that can do that. I'm like,
so true.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Do you have any questions, anything pertaining to what I said? Do you have any questions? Brother Al, for the viewers?
Yeah, I could say one thing. You said everything, so the last thing I could say is, before I go to the other three phone callers on the line, where can they research you? You got 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm on Facebook, Michael D. Landingham. So I landed the plane at GoHam. Or you look on my on the Facebook page, Landingham for President, We the People.
Thank
everything's
so much,
on there,
brother.
Right? Gmail and everything. And thank you so much for allowing me, and thank you for the months for allowing me to speak. And hopefully us doing what we're doing together will unite a lot of people and do big things for us and for the country.
Yes, indeed. I will talk to you soon. And trust me, I understand and overstand that fact about that lack of sleep, but you will continue to get that rest in between. Before I go to the 216-217-702-609, okay, 216-209, I will at least let people know that if you choose, the East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization is Monday, March the 16th, next Monday, and their topic will be the most influential women of the century, African-American pioneers, and that's from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center at 13944 Euclid Avenue, second floor, community room, refreshments provided. It's always a great meal. Host, city leader Nathaniel Martin. That is what is coming up directly. I also want to throw out there that Saturday, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, appreciation dinner for Brother Don Freeman. That will be at East 93rd in Kinsman at the Black Wall Street Cafe. That's a beautiful place off of East 93rd in Kinsman. I'm going to go because you've waited so patiently to the 216-217 phone number, 216-217. How are you doing out there?
I am just fine, and you, Al?
Well, I'm alive, so I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Very good, very good. This is Tammy Kennedy. And I was calling to talk about an event that's coming up this weekend. Well, actually, there's a lot going on this whole week, come to think of it.
Right.
There's a lot going on.
Truth. What's going on this weekend? First of all, what's out there?
This weekend, Saturday, there's several events going on Saturday. Saturday morning, the Urban Guild with Mr. Billy Sharp, he's the president of the Urban League Guild, they're hosting or co-hosting an event at the Margaret Wong's immigration office, and it's a census event. It starts at 9 a.m. It's free and open to the public. It's a free breakfast meeting event. So that's at 9 a.m. And then about 11 a.m., the East Cleveland Public Library is having another census event. And that event, obviously, and open to the public. The Urban League Guild will also be over there participating in that event.
Wow.
And that's going on all day. This is a census event, okay, because, you know, they're going to roll out the census on April 1st. And it's very important that we're counted, that our community is counted, and we need the right numbers so that those resources come into our community. Okay, so the third event on Saturday is the Carnegie Roundtable in conjunction with the Ohio 8th House District Black Caucus. The president, founder, CEO, Charles E. Bibb Sr., as well as the 2021-120 group, Cleveland Atlanta Coalition. We're hosting a African think tank luncheon. Get out the vote. It's called Lift Every Voice and Vote Luncheon. Okay. And that there is a cost that is $25 per person, and that includes a luncheon. This is a surrogate of the President of the United States. So we know now we have two Democratic candidates, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. So there will be two surrogate speakers for each of those candidates. This will be set up City Club style, which means there'll be a lunch, then there'll be speaking, there'll be questions and answers that follows the speaking, and there will be a reception immediately following the questions and answers. that would take place in the conference room on the second floor. Now, all of this is taking place at the Chandler Building, which is located at 17325 Euclid Avenue. Doors open at 12:30. Lunch starts at 1 p.m. sharp. So that is happening here in Cleveland. Now, it's a lot of other stuff.
Wow.
It's so much stuff going on, honey. I'm on maximum overdrive. Listen. So tomorrow, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden will both be here at the same time. So the Bernie Sanders camp will be me at the Cleveland Convention Center. That's the Huntington Convention Center. And I think the doors open at 6 o'clock. The Joe Biden camp is at Cahaba Community College. So I don't know if that's Metro or what, but it might be Metro, but I'm not sure about that one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bernie Sanders camp, you have to, or you could, or should, RSVP online. It's probably BernieSanders.com, whatever. These are free and open to the public events. All right, but the big to do is happening this weekend. Now let me tell you about this weekend.
Okay, I'm ready.
The state of Ohio, the Ohio Democratic Party Legacy Dinner is on Sunday in Columbus, Ohio, and at that event will be Senator Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy III from Massachusetts.
Wow,
he's also in. I think he's a congressman now. I think he's running for senator. Mm-hmm. But whatever, he's running again. And anyway, he is the keynote speaker. But those tickets are $250 a person.
Yep, and I watched the Facebook Live. Continue on.
We have some special arrangements for the group here in Cleveland. The 2021-120 group, Cleveland Atlanta Coalition. There will be a training session Wednesday. But this Wednesday, there will be a training session at the Chandler Building. It starts at 6 p.m. sharp. The Ohio Democratic Party is coming in to conduct this training, and this training is to learn about an application called REACH. And REACH is an application where everybody can reach somebody that they know or don't know and get information as far as people volunteering for the primary, which now the primary people is on Tuesday, March 17th. That is St. Patrick's Day. That's going to be off the hook. We already know. Very interesting.
Yes, we do.
We already know how that's going to go. So all of that, but this party, I mean, this Ohio Democratic dinner thing, if people go to the training, which is Wednesday at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue, second floor conference room, I think it's room 2011, they will get complimentary admission to the Legacy Dinner. But they have to be with our group. So those $250 tickets become complimentary tickets, complimentary admission. And so we only have room for so many who need to come to the training, which is Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is in Columbus, Ohio. This is for people who are really probably into politics and want to get into politics or want to be in network, okay? And again, because it's in Columbus. But also, guess what I found out today, Al?
I'm ready.
On Saturday, Ohio Congresswoman Beatty, all right? I can't think of her first name, but her last name is Beatty. Her birthday party is in Columbus, and it's at a place, I want to say it's called the Jukebox. And guess who's going to be there? Val Deming and Hakeem Jeffries. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Wow.
That brother is the head of the whole caucus, not just the Black caucus, legislative caucus, but the whole caucus. So I really would like to meet these people. I think these are some interesting people. And but this
wow,
is very
Joyce
important.
Beatty? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
Keep talking.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Joyce is having a party. I'm calling her Joyce like I know her. She having a party on Hey, Al, she having a party on Saturday. And so it's all online. You know, I think tickets are starting from 20 and up. So I guess it's probably a fundraiser. But, again,
right,
Al
right.
Deming, sister, that was one of the supervising whatever of the impeachment, Val Deming.
Mm-hmm.
She's also there with the brother, Hakeem Jeffries, all right, who is the,
wow.
That brother, who was small, you know, but he's the head of the whole caucus, so that's very interesting. So I'm just here to share that little information tidbit with you, Al.
And thank you for sharing it with all the listeners. And, hey, for anybody who don't know, I was at a certain private function party and affair with, from Washington, D.C., Jerron K. Smith from the White House, and I remember seeing you there, the social butterfly that you are. Thank you, Tammy Kennedy, for calling in this evening.
Man, that was a nice affair, you know. That was a nice affair. I enjoyed that. I mean, you know, listen, I'm bipartisan in some hats that I wear, which means
right.
I go to Republican events, I go to Democratic events, but everybody know where I stand. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to explain nothing
true.
About what
so
it's just different hats. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm just giving you that information, Al, and you know I appreciate you so much. You the man.
Hey, you
the
woman. We need you in here, Queen. Thank you, and feel free to hold the line. We got something else for you.
Hopefully, I'll be talking to you
no.
soon.
Yes, you will be, hopefully, prayerfully. You know something,
okay,
I appreciate these type of conversations. That was one of the ones that I really have appreciated working with the past few years, because the one thing I want to say, she's very humble, but I can say that Queen Sister Tammy Kennedy is about her business when it came down to making sure that we as people are represented. She does her best to make sure that those things happen. Before I go to the 702 area code with the 609, because she did call in, then I guess I need to at least talk about yesterday, the 4th Annual International Women's Day March Cleveland, which happened with a 3 p.m. rally at Cleveland City Hall steps. That's right, on a Sunday. The 4 p.m. march happened to Public Square. The hosts were the International Women's Day March Cleveland, Imperial Women Coalition, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Black Women's Political Action Committee of Greater Cleveland, the Cuyahoga County Democratic Women's Caucus. The organizers were Kathy Ray Coleman, head organizer, Mallory McMaster, Eli Goldstein, Avery McCullough, Cindy Dempsey, Don Bryant, and Alfred Porter Jr. You had speakers such as Ayat Amin of the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, criminal justice reform activist and CNN hero, Brandon Kratowski of Edwin's Restaurant, State Senator Nikki Antonio of Lakewood, activist Art McCoy of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Art McCoy University Radio Show on WERE, 1490 AM, Cleveland, which airs on Sundays. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You also had activist and CNN hero, Laura Cohen. You also had Cuyahoga County Democratic Party chairperson and county councilwoman, Chantel Brown, state representative, Sandra Williams of Cleveland, head organizer, activist Kathy Ray Coleman of International Women's Day March Cleveland, Women's March Cleveland, and Imperial Women Coalition of Cuyahoga County, Poet Laureate Honeybell Bay, State Representative Juanita Brett of Cleveland, activist Genevieve Mitchell of the Carl Stokes Brigade. You also had Billy Sharp of the Greater Cleveland Urban News Guild, who's just mentioned a few times from our last caller. criminal justice reform activist Sharima Chunga of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanities in the Cuyahoga County Jail. And, of course, the march was led by activists Yvonne McCoy and Kathy Ray Coleman. You had drummers from the Cleveland Federation of Musicians, Local 4, Evan Mitchell and Sandy Baxter, State Rep Brad Rose Sweeney of Cleveland. So it was a very interesting, powerful thing. Before I go to, okay, the 702-609 and then the 440-830, I'm just very thankful to at least be able to say that we were part of a few things that happened. Let's go with a few minutes that we have left, get these phone callers in. The 702 area code, 609, how you doing?
Brother Porter, this is a man called Hawk. What's up with it?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you doing?
I'm maintaining, man. I'm you know I'm at work, bro. I'm always at work when you're when you got your show on. But I wanted to just call and see what was going on, and it seemed like there was a whole lot going on over the weekend and this weekend coming up. I've got a couple of family functions to attend because my I got a sister that's got a birthday on Friday, and I'll be attending another birthday party on Saturday. So the events that y'all just mentioned, I won't be able to attend those, but I'm sure I'll be able to see how they all go down and what transpires on Facebook. So
yes, you will.
I'm just calling to listen in, man. I mean, I always got your back when it comes to, you know, being the man in the street, because that's where you're at. It's in the street.
Right.
You know, as long as you keep doing your thing, man, I'm with you. If you happen to have anything for me, you know, you're more than welcome to ask.
You know something? I am so thankful that you brought that question up, because for me, I'll start it off this way and say that the reason I'm glad to have you on the phone is that we lost in the region a brother who had done a lot for the community, a brother by the name of course, Omens MC, Lee Shonoff Dixon.
Oh, I read about that.
Let's just say that he died Saturday. He was age 48, gunshot wound during an anniversary party hosted by the Omens Motorcycle Club, private club on East 93rd. And it was about 14 men and 3 women who suffered injuries in the shooting. Some shot, some others. He was one of those that they knew as, I believe they call him Dre the Mobile Barber, because he cut a lot of children, adults, and others' hair. A lot of people said that he did a whole lot of things. So I just want to know from you, what does it take for some of us to get ourselves together? Because these were not young children in young teens, as people would say. You know those young folks? I wish it was, I think, maybe the youngest who was injured was 35 through the age of 55. Brother, give me a couple of minutes of your thoughts on what does it take, sir? What does it take?
Well,
yes, sir.
In my militant opinion, what it takes is knowledge of self. Apparently, whoever pulled the trigger on these people didn't know who the hell they were or who they were shooting at. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I hadn't read the whole report yet because the headline itself sickened me. It sickened me to no end to read about that. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? And I'll tell you something. I've got to I'm going to pick your brain, and as well as many others, to find out exactly what has happened to my hometown. Now, granted, things were you know, kind of moderate, you know, when I left here in 1990 to serve my country. But, you know, just over the years, I just told myself, I'm like, man, you know, if I come back here, I mean, because by the time I got back into the country, I did like 5.5 years overseas.
I had a couple of kids. Would my boys, would my wife have been safe living in Cleveland? You know, from 1997?
Wow.
I mean, and God forbid, you know, I need to find out exactly how things got from bad to worse here in this town, all right? Because I believe that many neighborhoods, including my own, including where I grew up, you know, they just bulldozed a house on Edgewood right behind my house. So that's the closest empty lot on top of the one right across the street, which has an East 142nd Street address. So my house is sitting between, like, separate, you know, or several empty lots. So I need to find out exactly what exactly has gone on out here, especially since the 08 recession, which actually hurt everybody. It hurt me as well in Las Vegas. It destroyed the union construction industry, where guys and girls alike couldn't find jobs. Two construction projects were incomplete. Actually, that's all you see is a couple of empty lots with empty beams and no walls, no windows. One completed tower called the Fountain Blue that was never finished. They had topped it off. They had given its roof, but it never finished. So I think personally economics is what hurt this town, but I need to know more, because I'm sure there was a lot more that hurt here. And I'm glad that Sister Tammy Kennedy called in, because now I can fit a voice to a name that I've seen a whole lot of. She made mention of the census, and that was a part of 2020 vision, because I need to see now.
Yes, it was.
She actually made a very good point. Everyone has to be counted in order for any kind of resources printed in the U.S. Mint from the Federal Reserve, you know, the new American mafia, to filter down monies from D.C. to Cleveland, Ohio. But you also have to realize, Brother Al, is that I'm certain that over the past 10 years, or in my case, the past 30 years, a lot of people have left here. Over the years, just, you know, thumbing through Facebook, where folks were willing to put, you know, where they're from and where they live, man, listen, I got over 50 names of black Clevelanders. Just listen, and you know I'm biased with it, okay? I love my
people. Yes, I do.
so black Clevelanders that live elsewhere. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, why did they leave Cleveland?
Right.
You know? All these questions have to be answered in order for Cleveland to not become the dying city that was once featured in Jet Magazine about 14 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Otherwise, Cleveland would be a dead city. And once something is dead, brother, I mean,
yes,
it takes an act of God to resurrect that. So that act of violence was shocking, but not surprising.
I thank you so much for your interest, your passion. I just appreciate you, brother.
Well, I appreciate the time you've given me for that, and the question that you asked, because believe me, when you brought that up, I was like, okay, I have to actually come real with the answer. So I thank you.
No problem. Real recognize real, and you were the right one to bring that up to. Please hold the line, brother.
Yes, sir. You got it.
No problem. I want to give a shout out to my brother John from Black Odyssey. He wanted to make sure that people knew that he was definitely out there listening in between the video sessions and the recording studio. So I thank you very much, Brother John, for at least listening. I'll go to the 440 area code. I was definitely hurt by how many people were wounded on East 93rd. It's a very interesting symptom to me just for the simple fact, and before I do go to that 440, if I might indulge in a little while and say that for the brother, Shownuff, Lee Dixon, and all those, it stunned me. Not surprised, stunned me, because I know that in order to do or be a part of the MC World Motorcycle Clubs, motorcycle, however you want to put it, the groups, people have to pay their dues, pay for their own bike, motorcycle. In addition to some have automobiles as well, gas for trips, vests, the clothes, the passes, the parties. These aren't young boys and young girls doing that. It's, I don't want to say old ass. These are adults, all right? Because they have the money and the time for the trip and travel. Men, women with jobs, average age 27 on up, usually, because there are people who have the time and the money. And it's very, very scary to me when I appreciate Brother Hawk bringing that up. When you don't have your knowledge of self or purpose, anything can happen. As I've always been afraid, what keeps me busy before I go to the 440-830 phone number, less than a minute, I'm always afraid that I'll end up that elder sitting at McDonald's for their coffee. Sometimes if you go to McDonald's on 55th, East Cleveland, you stand at 52nd, 83rd, 93rd in Kinsman, 83rd, I believe, off of Euclid, you'll have a group sometimes of 10 or 12 elders in there. And if you just listen to the conversation of the men who are 60, 70, 80, it'll go from, you know, I wish we had brothers who would teach the young people to do X, Y, Z. I wish we had folks who do that. Oh, look at that big booty coming in here now. I bet you I can hit that. I bet you I can get my check for that. Man, F you, man. If that, you don't get the articulate, intelligent conversation that you should get. And I think it's because a lot of us have been beat down in the past few years instead of people realizing that, as ECD would tell me, how to initiate. We're so busy saying, well, so-and-so hasn't done this, or the mayor hasn't done that, the council person hasn't done this for our area. It's easy to uproot and run or complain, but it's a lot harder for people to say, F this, I'm going to change my environment, at least on my street. Let's set that example. But again, I'm going to go to this 440 area code with 830. This might be somebody sitting at a 24-hour McDonald's calling to tell me, youngster, you got no life. I lived this my life. 440-830. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. I'm just sitting back, listening, seeing all the nonsense going on in the area. How you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Major Taps from Propriety ENT.
I'm doing well, brother. I am. Talk to us.
What's going on? Wow. I got a mouthful, though. I'm going to keep it, like, you know, because it's, what, we got about 6 minutes mm-hmm. into the show. So,
right.
I'm going to just say this. I'll put it like this. When it comes to this violence in our city and stuff like that, you got to really look at how the youth view is. Because a lot of them is popping off right now. Oh, they was going hard. They was doing this. They was doing that. They was shooting. It was gun blasts. That was gangster. So you really got to look at the mentality and the so-called, you want to say, demeanor. Yeah, we're gonna say demeanor. The way our so-called, like, grown-ups, you know, address things and deal with things as far as with how our youth society is looking at it and stuff. So It's like you can't be double standard and say, okay, I don't know why the youth are so violent out here doing all this type of nonsense and stuff like that. But at the same time, though, you know, like, okay, our so-called leaders, not even this, like our leaders, though, like I said, for example, this group, these biker groups and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's re-sit down. Let's sit at a round table. Can anybody sit down? I'm talking to everybody out here in Cleveland that's listening to this radio show right now. Can everybody sit down at a round table legitimately and sit down and discuss what is the real cause of your organization to some people that look from the outside a gang. I mean, reality is a
game.
So I'm saying, can we really sit down and discuss that situation? Everybody talking about, you know, I got a song called No Justice, No Peace. I'm for real about that, No Justice, No Peace. But at the end of the day, though, No Justice, No Peace is not talking about killing my fellow brother. It's talking about uplifting and building and creating, you know, a better, you know, society for our culture and stuff like that, basically standing up and stuff, you know. I'm going to just say to, like, the ones that's listening, our ancestors, they is rolling over in their grave. They pissed. They pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk, though. They seriously pissed and stuff. My condolences go out to Show Enough. You know, I didn't know the brother, never met him or anything like that, though. You know, everybody seen the news, the situation, you know. And apparently, you know, from what I hear, he wasn't a bad bruh. You know, a dispute got out of hand and stuff like that, and somebody want to bring guns into the picture, you know what I mean? And this brother, you know what I'm saying, and was murdered, you know what I'm saying? Uncalled for. It's really uncalled for and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of people talk about what we can do and stuff like that. Okay, first of all, you know, let's stop, you know what I'm saying, the negative nonsense and stuff. Let's really sit down. What are we trying to do in these meetings? Are we educating or are we just want to just party and be, yeah, shout out to Biggie. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm saying, though. Like,
and I appreciate you for that.
At this present moment, though, they marked off Biggie. So what I'm saying is, and I ain't, you know, I ain't gonna give the adversary that energy and stuff. Like I said, they marked off Biggie and they marked off Pac. You know, they marked off Nipsey Hussle too. So, like I said, though,
yes.
Now it's not a time for party and BS. There was a time for, are we going to sit down and really, like, have these legit meetings, you know, and sit down and discuss what we can do to build our culture up and stuff like that, things of that nature and stuff, you know. Basically,
I appreciate you.
It's these, we got to get rid of these Sambos. You feel me?
Yes, I do.
You know, like, for example, I remember the one sister and stuff like that. Shout out to her. She's a part of our she's a part of the BMA, you know, group and stuff like
that.
And she asked, and we recently had a meeting. She asked the detective because. It's a so-called thing going on with, we need to end sex trafficking. It's some type of program that may have been casting. I forget the detective's name, though. I got it.
John Morgan?
Yeah. But anyway, this guy, you got to retire, though. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like people do things for clout, things of that nature and stuff like that, though. I mean, I recall he made a joke because the one lady, she was just honest because she's not from this country, you know, and I realized that.
Right, okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised that, like, she probably probably over in her country, she probably seen that a lot. That was like random and stuff like that. To us in America,
mm-hmm.
it's like they show it to us as it's brand new, though it's not. This has been going on for years. It started with us.
Right, right.
So sex trafficking mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So she asked the detective how many pimps is there in Cleveland and stuff. Yeah, it's a question where we don't know. It's iffy and stuff like that. Anybody can, you know, out here be a pimp. So, I mean, the detective made a joke about, like, he kept on around, how many pimps is there in Cleveland and stuff like that. So I'm just like, okay, mm-hmm. well, let's get to your justice system, for example, and stuff. Two guys just went down. But totally like Mason and disrespecting a lady, you know, the one guy, I think he got 2 years, which is not enough time,
right,
especially
right.
when you're mm-hmm. supposed to be working for the law. And the other guy, like 30 days, which is basically a slap on the wrist. So
I was like,
the justice system, the people that work in the justice system that's corrupt, that see things that go on and don't say nothing, don't do anything, and just do things for clout, such as Judge B. Cassidy, you know, Adrian
right,
Marvel,
right.
a lot of them and stuff like that. Those are your big pimps. Michael Malley, he's the
that's
biggest one. He's the head prosecutor down there. Like, he's dedicated is slandering, you know what I'm saying, innocent black people. And I ain't even going to put no color on this stuff. Like, communities down there don't even care and stuff like that. But, yes, it's talking
mm-hmm.
to blacks, of course, and stuff like that. Though it's just let me go back to, you know, the situation as far as with the bike incident and stuff like that. My big point is and stuff like that, we got to quit allowing ourselves to get involved in certain situations that give them a reason, you know what I'm saying, to try to disrespect us and stuff like that. And I feel like
that
situation with that brother was uncalled for and stuff like that. I heard like biker gangs are supposed to be organized, well organized
yeah.
for that. You know, so I feel like all these biker gangs, y'all need to be out here doing something positive. You know what I mean? I'm hip. Like, I'm not going to I'm not going to sugarcoat anything and stuff like that, though it's messed up,
mm-hmm.
especially when somebody is murdered and stuff like that. This goes with you see how the
right.
Black Panther Party, you see what happened with the Black Panther Party and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They advanced in these different gangs, Bloods and Crips, things of that nature and stuff like that. They gave us black people and stuff like that a bad demeanor about who we really are and truly are and stuff like that. My people is digging into them books and stuff and educate our children and stuff like that. So let's not be double standard out here and stuff. We need to really stay woke and see what's going on and stuff. You know, I got, you know what I'm saying, some more stuff to say, though. I'm going to leave that for next week. So,
I appreciate you, bro.
Everybody in the land, the pride of ENT.
Thank you so much. And you know something, what I am going to do is tell them definitely that no justice, no peace, please send it at MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. So it can be uploaded, major tap, so you can hear that song. I'm going to leave out and at least play 1 minute. Might have to play the whole thing next week as an intro. Always from HJS.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking.